Hello, this is Ben here, and I'm dropping into your podcast feed to bring you a little something. This is a trailer for a project I've been working on for a while now. I've mentioned this a few times on the podcast, and now it's time to bring you full details about Blood on the Tracks Season 3. So Blood on the Tracks is a podcast that already exists. It's brought to you by Double Elvis Productions and Jake Brennan, host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast Disgraceland, which you might have heard of. It's a big, big podcast. Blood on the Tracks is part true crime, part historical fiction, part spoken word. They call it lo-fi beat noir. And basically, every season is about a different musician or a different person in the music industry. They've done a season on Phil Spector and a season on John Lennon. And now it's the turn of, you guessed it, Bob Dylan. Season 3 is called A Bob Dylan Story. I've been the lead writer on this, and essentially it's a fictionalized account of Bob's life from 1966 right through to now. The idea being that he has the infamous motorcycle crash in July 66. He's recovering from that at a local doctor's house, and he's in bed thinking about his life so far, but also crucially looking forward to what may come in a sort of dreamlike state. It was such a joy to write this. Honestly, this was a dream project rather for a Dylan fan to write a fictionalized account of his life. Like my normal podcast, it dives deep into the world of Bob Dylan and everything that has to offer, but in a slightly different way because it is part fictionalized. We also get to explore the more fantastical and transgressive aspects of Dylan's life. So whilst it is factual, it's also fantastical at the same time. As I say, it was such a joy to write this. There's 10 episodes coming out. The first episode will be out on March the 2nd. That's next Wednesday. And here is a trailer to whet your appetite.
Double Elvis.
Is this recording? Okay. This is Dr. Ed Thaler. It's Friday, July 29th, 1966. I'm at my home in Middletown, New York. I have an unexpected patient here at my house, Robert Allen Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. He was involved in a motorcycle crash about an hour north of here, up in Woodstock. When he's sleeping, I often hear him shouting or babbling about his future. Right now, I'd say he is showing signs of a delusional disorder, and to be honest, I'm worried about his recovery.
In 1966, Bob Dylan crashed his Triumph motorcycle on a road in upstate New York. And then, he disappeared. As Dylan recovered privately in the house of a local doctor, no one knew where he was. When he resurfaced, he was transformed. He looked different. He sounded different. What exactly happened to Bob Dylan during those 10 days? Was he actually recovering from injuries sustained in the accident? Detoxing from heavy drug use? Was he suffering from a mental breakdown, having just completed a polarizing world tour and released a game-changing double album? Or did the Bob Dylan you thought you knew die? Blood on the Tracks returns with Season 3, A Bob Dylan Story, premiering Wednesday, March 2nd. Blood on the Tracks is part true crime, part historical fiction, part spoken word lo-fi beat noir, brought to you by me, Jake Brennan, host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Blood on the Tracks Season 3, A Bob Dylan Story, finds the fictionalized voice of Bob Dylan looking back at the past and peering into the future. It's a tangled tale full of Hell's Angels and Nashville cats, vagabonds and boxers, popes and punk rockers and sad-eyed ladies in more than one brush with mortality.
Dead. He's dead. That cat, that song and dance man, that Judas. The voice of a generation. Whatever the hell that means. The man named Bob Dylan. He died on a road in Woodstock earlier today. The history books will tell you otherwise, but believe me when I say that he died that day. He went over the handlebars of his motorcycle, the sun still burning in his eyes, and his head hit the pavement. Smack. Dead. I know because I was there. I saw it all happen because it happened to me. I needed it. I needed it to get free. Free from the pressure. Free from being Bob Dylan. But death is not the end.
Listen to Blood on the Tracks, a Bob Dylan story, beginning March 2nd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like Bob Dylan, this podcast contains multitudes, because you can't live this many lives without leaving a little blood on the tracks.
Oh, so good. I think that sounds great. They've done a great job on the trailer. So yeah, coming out Wednesday, the 2nd of March. Blood on the Tracks, a Bob Dylan story. Listen, thank you for indulging me and listening to this trailer. If you want to find out more about the Blood on the Tracks podcast, then just search for Blood on the Tracks wherever you get your podcast from. I'll also put a link in this episode's description to the Blood on the Tracks website too, so you can check out previous seasons and also listen to that trailer again. Thank you for listening today. I will see you back here next week for a brand new episode of Bob Dylan Album by Album Extra. Until then, take care.